A couple weeks back, I listened to an interviewer ask a man incensed at bottle-throwing agent infiltration of protest in Ferguson, Missouri, quote, "But isn't that a good thing? Look what it did. It brought a whole lot of media attention on an issue that was otherwise absent." Now, why do you suppose power would want to do that? And this is an ongoing question of, this whole question about the violence brought attention. We heard this during the Occupy movement. In what language can we answer it? Why is Marxism not the right language, the right note? And isn't horizontalism but another angle on the Marxist perspective? Is there not a childlike quality to both, at least as presented by the two folk we discussed last week? Magical thinking that whatever one does or doesn't do, the desired event will happen either because of inevitable market forces or the inevitable force of the people. You probably know what I'm thinking about, but let's continue. We'll discuss it. Magical thinking festooned with jargon, with invented categories puffed up on phantom calories, treated as real by their inventors. When Mr. Peary tells us that the bear at the door must inevitably be faced, he's not sufficiently crediting the atomization and how desperately we need our own things, as Entezaki said, to stand against the state. I mean, the very name she took made Entezaki a target. We must never forget that media is theater, art, as in artifice, craft. And Tolstoy said that when presented with a piece of art production, we should ask, for whom is this being done? And while he simply wanted us to become more conscious artists, for us, the question is pure politics. Underneath all media in our designer world lies divide and conquer, and a larger scheme that hides. Until next week, peace.